Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church this morning. If you stand with us, we're going to start with our first song is Cornerstone. Our hope is built on nothing less.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Again on the verse.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love.
Song to open with. Amen. How many trust in the Lord? Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots. Some trust in weapons. We trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We certainly do. Our scripture reading is found in Psalms 118, verses 19 through 24. Listen to what the Word of God says this morning. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's bow our heads this morning. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for another day that you have added unto our lives. We never take it for granted. We are blessed to be in this place, Father, with the family of God today to worship you. Touch our lives, Lord Jesus, as we touch the throne of God, touch you today. I pray that our praise and our worship would be as a sweet fragrance in the courtrooms of heaven this day, Lord Jesus. Bless the speakers this morning, Father, as we rejoice in what you are doing, what you have done, and what you are going to do. We place our time together in your hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Did you catch that again this morning? Last week, our first song went hand in hand with the verse, and we didn't know it ahead of time. And I'm telling you again, we did not know the scripture. I swear. And Cornerstone was our opening song. It's amazing.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain, this salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Sealed the promise, your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise, your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. This salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. This salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope. the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, so still we hear the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, out of Zion till salvation comes.
These are the days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for worshiping. You may be seated.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All of our online worshipers, good morning to all of you also. And, just a very quick thought before we move on. Something just popped into my head. Next Saturday night, before you go to bed, you need to do something, right?
Yeah.
All right? Pray. No. Move that clock behind. Fall back, right? Fall back. You get an extra hour of sleep, keep that in mind. Gentlemen, would you please join me up front this time? We're going to take up our morning offering. The Lord to whom we have been singing our praise to this day is the one now we continue to worship and praise through the giving of our gifts. And my little friend Eli Corbett is going to be playing our offertory this morning as we present our gifts to the Lord. Let's pray together and we'll worship in giving. Lord, thank you for the opportunity once again to be found in the house of the living God, to be raising our song in joyous praise unto you. We have been singing of who you are, your person, your good promises to us, the truth of your word. Lord, it does bring a song to our hearts. And now, Lord, we're going to worship you in this very tangible way of bringing forth our gifts. We want to worship you in this way, O Lord. Thank you that you have first given to us. Thank you, Lord, that you have given to us so wonderfully, so abundantly, beyond that which we can ask or even know. You're so good to us. Lord, receive the gifts of the saints this hour. We give to you now in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
hymnals, let's sing a song together this morning.
And we're going to be turning to page 350. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Let's stand one more time, and I'm sure we'll be able to sit for a long while after that. Let's all stand for a minute. Amen. Sing it unto the Lord this morning. Right on. Amen. Self to seize, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust precious Jesus, Be seated. Eli, you did a fantastic job this morning on that song. I got to mention that. Wow.
You have probably already noticed from your bulletin this morning and along with the activity that was happening in the foyer that we have three very special ministries represented here this morning. We have the work of Options, and Mike Yonas is here today representing that wonderful work. Mike has been with us a number of times over the past years to present the ministry and to do pulpit supply for us also. And we have Mike Hennessy and Tim Blow from House of Hope. They'll be sharing with us this morning. And then Ron and Sharon from Word Radio, they'll be sharing with us also. Several months ago, as the missions committee was coming to, as they had come together, and we're praying about the month of October and how we would like for it to look, and considering the ministries in the area, we thought it would be it'd be a fun thing to do to have local ministries all represented on the same day. So we started making some phone calls, and it was possible to have all three of these ministries present with us today, the last Sunday in the month of October. All three of these ministries are a part of our missionary program and missionary emphasis. We support all three of these ministries. So these are your missionaries that we have with us today, and I'm so excited that they were all able to be here today all together, carving out time in their schedules to come and spend the morning with us. So the very first ones, we're going to, oh, and also we want you to know that as we as you are exiting today, there are tables set up in the foyer, and each of the ministries has some space on those tables with literature that they brought along. One of the things that we wanted to do for our church family is to give you folks an opportunity to spend maybe a little more extended time visiting with them, maybe finding out about some volunteer opportunities or maybe getting some of your questions answered. So the three ministries will be in the foyer at the end of the service today. So take some time to go by the tables and ask questions and visit for a while. So, but to get us started, Mike from Options. Mike was with us, I believe, last year for a pulpit supply in the month of August when I was away. And Mike has been to our pulpit before, and he'll be presenting the Ministry of Options and the fine work that the Lord is doing in that ministry and what's happening there. So, Mike, thank you for joining us today, my friend. Welcome back to True Memorial.
Thank you. Good morning. I played 27 years of baseball. I was never the leadoff hitter, which is where I find myself this morning. I want to thank the pastor and the missions committee on behalf of all three ministries that are here this morning, really, for the support that you offer us for this opportunity to speak to you, for your prayers, especially your prayers. Options is closing out its 39th year of ministry. And we had our banquet a couple weeks ago, and there's a video that I want to share with you that was shown that night. And as we enter our 40th year come January, we're going to be adopting a theme, legacy of life. And this video specifically touches on a legacy that started really in the very beginning. So I want to share that with you, and then I'll come back with the comments that I would like to share with you as well.
So 35 years ago, I walked into the doors of the Seacoast Crisis Pregnancy Center on Washington Street in Dover. It's a two-room, I don't remember much about the facility itself. I do remember being greeted by a very friendly redheaded woman. I wish I could remember her name. I don't. But I was scared and confused and needed some help. I needed some support, and I knew I was faced with a decision. I had friends in my life at the time that was trying to convince me that I had a choice, and that choice was to have an abortion. And I had made the appointment and just knew it, that wasn't the right decision for me. So when I walked in to those doors, I knew the right choice. I knew where God was leading me at the time. I didn't know it was Him leading me there. But remember feeling comforted and that she understood and that she was on my side with what I knew was the right choice. Later, you know, that day, I knew I had to talk to my parents. I had probably one of the most difficult conversations in my life. No kid wants to disappoint their parents. They were incredibly supportive, and I graduated from high school 5 months pregnant. 34, almost 35 years later, I have a beautiful son who's a math teacher in Newburyport, Massachusetts, who's the light of our lives. The former director, Marjorie, was presenting at Restoration Church in Dover. And I went out afterwards after hearing her speak, and I spoke with the gentleman on the board there at the time, Jerry, and I said, hey, like, I know Options. Options helped me. And so years later, continuing to support the facility, I knew Mike from church, and I remember we were at a birthday party together. And I said, hey, You guys looking for board members? Because it's been something that I've been thinking about for a really long time, and I want to give back. I want to be a part of something that was so meaningful to me and my life. And so he said, yeah, let's talk. And I interviewed, and I've been on the board now for 5 years. I'm coming up on my last term next year. I think for me, what's been so gratifying about being a board member is knowing that I'm supporting something that not only is a cause I believe in, but it's also something that has helped me personally. And it's become full circle. It's not always easy. There are things that we're up against that it's a difficult topic to talk about, even, you know, with friends and family. And I don't have people in my life that think the same way that I do. And so that can make it a little bit interesting. But for me, it's been in such alignment with, you know, what is true for me, but also what I believe in fundamentally.
Pregnancy centers like Options, and there are 10 other centers in the state, 10 other locations. We're all independent of one another. But people often think, well, I know what you do. I know you offer women who are in crisis, and just as frequently, frankly, those that are not in crisis, but just need additional support and help. Well, you offer them pregnancy tests. You offer them ultrasounds. Your goal is to see that an unborn child makes it to live. That's all true. But sometimes pregnancy centers... Oftentimes, pregnancy centers like Options are labeled as that's all you do. That's all you care about is saving the life of that child. And I just want to reiterate this morning that it's so much more than that. Tammy's story is a story, as she said in that video, of having come full circle. She went from an unwed, pregnant young lady to being a very active and vibrant part of our board of directors. Now, that's not everybody's story. But everybody has a story. And when we have women coming in, as we do regularly, who have all kinds of baggage coming with them, whether that's been abuse, whether that's been divorce, whether that's they're not married, they don't know who the father of the child could even be, they're unemployed, they're homeless, we have that on a regular basis, just as much as we have people who come in who are singles, women making $65,000 and $70,000 a year. Our youngest patient this year was 14 years old. Our oldest was 44, both considering an abortion for very, very different reasons. So the background of who we are and what we do is not limited to what I just spoke about. We understand that if we're going to have an impact in someone's life, and it's two lives at the minimum, the mom first, and we have to reach her, because if we don't reach her, there's no chance of that baby surviving. We have to reach her with that love that Christ flows through us, and the support that she needs, and the help, and the understanding, and the lack of judgment. All of that has to be there, and that's what we purpose to do every day that we open our doors. But beyond that, what happens afterwards? And that's why our Together Family Services unit, which is a part of Options, exists to solely provide additional aid. That's material aid that churches like True enable us through your giving to provide. Yeah, diapers and baby wipes. It sounds like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to a lot of these women. I had a woman just 2 weeks ago who came in. Her hours at one, and I'm not going to say which market it is, but one of our local supermarket chains cut her hours in half. She can't afford to buy diapers for her baby. We're there. She doesn't have to worry about buying them. They're hers. That seems small. But the impact in her life is it took one of those burdens off of her shoulders so she could be thinking about other things. Again, for, you know, I'm 73 years old. Diapers don't mean a whole lot to me. Thankfully. But to her, they were at the center of her concern at that particular moment in life. So Together Family Services, along with Options, doing that, providing parenting classes, life skills counseling, so that they can learn how to live a life and provide for a child. And I've shared this with you before, but I have to share it again because it's so monumental. When our licensed marriage and family therapist left right before we moved from Dover to Rochester in 2020, a biblical counselor came forward and said, I'll pitch in, I'll help. And I said, there's no way that's going to work. We're in the least church state in the country. 90% of the people that we see have no relationship with God, let alone Jesus Christ, none at all. It works better than when we had a therapist. We have more people saying, yes, I will accept that counseling. Because one, they know how desperate they are. Two, they can't find help anywhere else. And three, if they do, they're going to have to wait 6 to 9 months for an appointment, and it's going to cost them, if they have no insurance, up to $200 an hour. And those services, that counseling is there for them at no charge to them. And God, being God, has moved through our counseling so that we had to hire a second biblical counselor, which we did this year. And he gets the glory for that. Because if it was up to me, I would have said, as I said, this isn't going to work. But God is a lot smarter than I am. As you all know, you don't have to say anything. And he proved himself once again. I want to share this with you because every opportunity that I have to speak on behalf of Options, I have two motivations. One, as Pastor said, we're always looking for volunteers and help. And if your heart is even touched a little bit, and frankly by any of the ministries this morning, but I have a vested interest in Options, so, and I'm first. If the Lord's speaking to your heart in even the smallest way, please stop by and see me, because we have so much need in terms of volunteer help. But you've heard me say this before. What I ask of any group, any church, is that if you're going to provide anything to us, it's in this order. It's your prayers first, it's your time second as a volunteer, and then the money flows behind that. Yes, like any other ministry, we need to pay our bills, and God has provided and continues to provide, but that's at the end of the chain. Number one, we need your prayers. Number two, we need you. I want to share with you what God has done this year, because it blows me away, and I'm the director, so I hope it blows you away equally. And this is for 9 months through September. We haven't tabulated October yet. We'll be doing that on Monday. Last year, over 9 months, we had done 94 pregnancy tests. This year, we've done 184 in that same time period. Last year, 117 ultrasound exams. This year, 236 in that same time period of 9 months. And the one that touches people's hearts the most, including my own, is that last year through 9 months, I said this at the banquet and I didn't say it quite right, we have women that will choose life. They're a little bit undecided, but they're not saying that they're going to have an abortion. But we count those as lives being saved. But when it comes to women who definitely 100% talking about an abortion and then change their mind, that's huge. And last year, over 9 months, there were 10 of those. This year, over 9 months, there were 22. God receives the glory. I get to stand here in front of you and share a little bit this morning about Options. There's a group of people that is the real group that deserves all the credit and all of the thanks, because they do the work. I get to talk to you. I get to do the things that I do as an administrator, but they are the ones interacting every day. And God moves through them in ways that you just cannot imagine, reflected in what I just shared with you. Last thing I'm going to share with you, and then I'm off. As I ask you for prayer, please be praying for great wisdom for us. We're facing challenges that are unbelievably unanswerable. The abortion pill and its availability, which again, I know I've spoken about here before. Right now, $200, a woman can go online, never see a doctor, never talk to a medical professional, order those pills, have them sent to her mailbox, and abort her baby at home by herself. $200. That was at one time 50% of all first trimester abortions. It is now over 70% of all first trimester. And that number is going to continue to go up. So that's the one thing that we're doing some things to try to combat that, but we need some solid answers. I covet your prayers for that. And then the second thing, as you all know, I hope, Options is not a political organization. We don't advocate for candidates. We don't say anything about that. But I want you to please be praying that the Lord will lead people to, in the political arena, to speak up and to be favored by winning elections. Vermont this past year changed their constitution, putting rights to abortion in their constitution. There is no law now, it's constitutional right. And the state of Maine, earlier this year, changed their law. Abortion was legal up to viability, which is 21 to 24 weeks. They changed the law. Now it's 40 weeks. That's full term. That baby could be born today or aborted today, either way. Additionally, Vermont passed some laws to shut down pregnancy centers like Options. Now, New Hampshire's been kind of quiet, but as we draw closer to the elections, there are people that would like to see our law, 24 weeks, reversed and taken off the books. God is greater than politicians, than laws, than anything that's out there. That's why we rely on him, and we look to you to call upon him to support us. Thank you so much.
We've heard some prayer requests this morning, right now, as it relates to matters of the abortion pill, matter with regards to those that the Lord could raise up, would raise up, who would have a very pro-life position, and that there would not be those who want to change our laws to make it more friendly towards pro-death. That's what it is. Can I ask two of you right now, two of you, to pray for the Ministry of Options and for Mike, the volunteers within the ministry? This is a ministry that is on the cutting edge, the front lines of life and death, and of good and evil. It's that simple, it's that basic. Can I ask two of you right now to pray for the Ministry of Options? And please don't be thinking, oh, well, somebody else will pray. I don't have to. Is the Lord touching you right now to pray for this ministry? Let's commit it to the Lord right now. Two of you right now. Let's pray. Thank you, friend. Thank you, friend. Folks, each and every year between Mother's Day and Father's Day, we put out the baby bottles. It's for these purposes. Or there might be a special call as it was just not long ago for diapers and diaper wipes, things like that. So it is for this very, very important and significant ministry. All righty, Tim, ready to go, buddy? There you are, right there, right in front of me. All righty. Tim will be telling us about the continued ministry of House of Hope. This past year, during our Vacation Bible School program, the ministry, actually it was the House of Hope, the 210 Youth Center, that was our Vacation Bible School project. And so that was an exciting week, and we were able to send along a gift to this ministry. House of Hope has been with us a number of times before, but we do want to welcome them again today. So, Tim, welcome back to True Memorial. Mike, welcome back to True Memorial. They do have a table in the foyer set up. You may have visited already. If you haven't, please take the time to pass by there today. Welcome, friend.
Good morning, True. How are we doing today? You know, one thing that's so clearly evident, even just in hearing Mike's share from Options, is just two things. One, that we just live in a desperately broken world. Isn't that true? But we also, that doesn't stop there. There's hope. Because we serve the God of all creation, the God who sent his only Son to lay down his life to bring hope and healing and to make things right again. And so so grateful for you, True Memorial, who have supported us so faithfully. And I think, Pastor Rick, I think actually this is the second year in a row the VBS has supported the House of Hope and 210 Center. And we're just so grateful for all that True Memorial has done just to support our ministry and everything that's happened. And so I want to just share with you a little bit about kind of who we are and what things have happened in the last year. So the House of Hope was started and exists really to meet the very real, tangible, felt needs of our community. Hunger, clothing, different needs that they have. And we exist to help meet those needs while at the same time addressing their greatest need and loving them and being able to share with them the love of Jesus. And that is our hope, and that's what we exist to do. And really, in the last year since we've been with you guys, the House of Hope has thrived. You know, we follow what we see when Jesus talked in Matthew 25, and he was kind of sharing about when he's going to come again in his glory. And he's talking to those of us who know him, and he said in verse 35 of Matthew 25, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me, and I was in prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." And the people that come into the House of Hope on a weekly basis, some of them are our genuine brothers and sisters in Christ who know Jesus, who are just coming under hard times. And we get a chance to just love them. And so many that come in aren't our brothers and sisters yet. But we get the opportunity to talk with them. And so in the last year, we have served over 15,000 meals to individuals and families in need of a love-packed, well-made hot meal. Even this past Monday night, and we talked this, we had a board meeting this week, and we talked about the fact that it's probably because, you know, heating bills are coming in and stuff like that. There was 140 people there on Monday night to get a hot meal. And we've been able to do this through the hard work and the dedication of over 160 monthly volunteers. There's been over 10,000 volunteer hours put in the last year into the House of Hope. And it's these big hearts and big smiles and big pots of food that have brought people to a place where not only do their stomachs get filled, but they get loved on. They get talked to. They get valued. They see that they're valued. And they get to encounter Jesus through his people. The House of Hope is a ministry, is run exclusively, as a ministry, is run exclusively through the hard work and faithfulness of volunteers. We don't have any paid staff. And there are people that have dedicated not only their Monday or Tuesday or Thursday evenings, but during the days to help make meals, to clean up from those meals or from different things we have going on, to do meal prep during the day, to go pick up food different places. There's so many people that have been involved and given of their time and their talents to see this ministry succeed to the glory of God. But since we've been here last, and I really am excited to share this with you, there's been a huge amount of progress in the 210 Center. I think we were, you know, it was kind of a, you know, this will happen someday. It's a lot closer now. And I want to share with you and give you a little tour of kind of where we're at. Go ahead, let's go to the first slide. So this is the outside shell of our almost 30,000 square foot youth center. And that's kind of where we stand today, and we kind of have the outside shell. Go ahead to the next slide. And as you walk in, you come in, and there's a big entryway and foyer, and you can see the framing that's done, and this is dividing up and making up our cafe and our hangout spaces and our study spaces and art rooms and theater and all these different kind of spaces, which is great. Go ahead to the next slide. Which is great for all of our, you know, people who like to hang out and or are very academic or artsy or what that might be. But then we also have a space for the athletes out there. Go ahead and click the next slide. So here's our full-size high school regulation basketball court. Still got a little ways to go, but it's getting there. And then right next to it is the future turf field for soccer field. Go ahead, next slide. And there'll be a turf field there for those that love soccer and other types of indoor sports. And so we are just super excited. And I want to tell you, this has been huge and awesome, and we've seen God show up in big ways because, honestly, there were some scary times as we went through. Like when we first get, we had quotes and bids and whatnot for a lot of these things that we were doing. And then when it actually came time to pull the trigger, they come back with numbers that are three times as much. And we're like, okay, what do we do now? Do we even have enough money to pay for this foundation right now? Like literally things like that. And we're like, wow, Lord, what are we going to do? You led us this far, and yet we don't have the money. But yet, as we prayed and we just left it in the Lord's hands, God showed up in just amazing ways. Whether that was contractors who literally like, hey, knock $90,000 off the price. Or they say, hey, you pay for the material, we'll cover all the labor for free. Or all those different things. Or it could be at the end of the year last year, we did a big push and we trusted the Lord and we were at a place where we're like, well, we're either going to have to stop or I don't know. And yet God showed up and we had over $750,000 come in at the end of 2022. We were at a loss. And then we were overjoyed and also humbled. We're like, all right, Lord, I'm sorry. We should have trusted you because you paved the way this whole time. But he showed up. And as a result, as you see, things have moved forward, which is just super cool. And so the excavation is done, the shell is complete, the framing is done on the inside, the rough plumbing is half finished, the sprinkler system's in place, and we're moving forward. But at the same time, and it's so cool because we've been able to raise 85% of what we needed to kind of finish out the construction portion of our project, which is a huge blessing. And so that's kind of where we're at and where things are with the 210 Center. And so I just want to share with you how you can be involved, not only in the House of Hope, but also the 210 Center moving forward. First off, like Mike said with options, the first thing that we need most of all is prayer support. Will you commit to pray for us? And I say that because, you know, we have no power in and of ourselves. Even if we try to love the best we can, even if we try to cook the best foods that are like, you know, restaurant top-notch quality, even if we build the greatest 210 youth center, without the power of God at work, it's all nothing. There's no power there. So just pray that God will show up in big ways. Pray for effective ministry at the House of Hope with the Holy Spirit, then opening the eyes of those that are there to see their need for the gospel, not just a hot meal. Praying for protection for our volunteers and for our board members and for all those who walk through our doors. Pray for the completion of the 210 Center, that God would bring about the right people and the right funds to make this happen. Because we want to launch in a timely manner, but also in a very effective way. And honestly, one of the things that you can just be praying for, we're hurting as even a House of Hope family right now. Because this last week, one of the board members went home to be the Lord all of a sudden on Wednesday morning on his prayer walk with a car full of food for the House of Hope. And so we're hurting for our loss. Oh, he's not losing. He's not hurting. He's loving life with Jesus right now. But we are hurting and at a loss for that need and just having somebody that's praying daily for our ministry. And so if you commit to pray for us, that would be so huge. And if you have a heart to serve, maybe perhaps cooking's your thing. Or if not cooking, maybe just spooning. You can come and be a part of one of our teams or maybe start up a team that comes and serves on one of the nights a month at the House of Hope, which would be awesome. Do you have the gift of dictation? And here's what I mean by that. Do you know how to type? Because honestly, we have a need right now in our ministry for someone like that to help out kind of once a month type of thing. And honestly, I could go on. There's so many ways that you could help. Eventually, in the next number of months, we'll be recruiting people from churches all over, people who love Jesus, to come and to volunteer to love on students that come through the doors of the 210 Center. You can be praying for our board and the different subcommittees that we have that are putting together the programs, the budget, the volunteer needs that we're going to have for the 210 Center. And we're fleshing that out for the next couple months. Be praying for us in that. I would say also, if you're somebody you're like, well, I don't cook and I don't really work with teenagers, but I can use my hands. And God has given me gifts. And if you have gifts in the trades, please stop in and talk to us. Maybe you can help the 210 Center become a reality or help us keep things moving and functioning well at the House of Hope by giving of your time. Maybe some of you are like, hey, I can paint like nobody's business and I cut in real well, make it look really pretty. Talk to us as we're going to be getting into that here shortly. Finances. Like I said, we've raised 85% of what we need to finish the construction portion of our building. But that leaves us with about $379,000 that we need to finish the construction portion of our project, as well as furnishing and equipping it and looking at the future staffing and utility needs that we have. And so maybe for you that's a one-time gift, and you can do that. Or maybe if you're like me, you've never been really gifted in the realm of having lots of extra cash on hand. Maybe becoming a monthly donor is actually more feasible. And you can do that and build that into your family's individual's budget and be able to contribute in that way. But we just want to thank True Memorial so much for just continuing to come alongside us as we continue to minister to the felt needs of food and material things for the people of Berwick and Somersworth and other surrounding towns. And also as we get ready to just open our doors to the hurting students that are filling our schools and so desperately need a place where they can be loved, they can be encouraged, and they can be shown the love of Jesus and their purpose that they can find in him. So thank you so much for your continued support.
On the screen this morning and the construction going up, it's a, well, what a visual reminder to us that where the Lord calls, the Lord supplies. Mm. And he is faithful in all things. All right, hey, we heard some prayer requests this morning. All righty. I couldn't write as quickly as you talked, but but we're gonna let's pray for the continued effective ministry of House of Hope, for the Lord would bring in volunteers to come alongside the ministry to be a blessing for them. Actually, one of the purposes of doing what we're doing today with our three ministries is to hear with regards to volunteer opportunities and to share that information with the congregation, the continued work, the completion of the 210 Center, and that Lord will also supply the volunteers for that ministry and all the moving parts that will be a part of that, his supply for volunteers, future student ministry. What a great, great ministry that is going to be. And of course, their provision for finances and we know that our God is faithful. So, once again, can I ask two of you right now, two of you, let's pray for the continued ministry of House of Hope and the 210 Youth Center. Let's pray together. Thank you, friend. Thank you. All righty. I wanted to ask Ron and Sharon Malone if they would come and share with us of the work of Word Radio. Three different ministries today, yet at the core of all of them, the common thread throughout all of them, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the continued work of the kingdom of God, and faithfulness to that. Let's hear a little bit about the ministry of radio today. And Ron and Sharon are going to be sharing that with us. Not only do they faithfully attend here, but they are part of our missions family also. Ron and Sharon, I'm going to get out of your way. And
we're check to see how coordinated we are here tonight. Okay.
Check and make sure it's not upside down or backwards, or let me look. All right, how'd we do? Okay.
Rachel.
Now you have to put your face in it. Okay. Okay. Perhaps you recognize us. Maybe you don't. But we're going to give you a photo look right here. And we really are blessed beyond measure. You do know that Pastor said we're Ron and Sharon Malone. Some of you bumped into us along the way. And we're here to thank all of you for your support. True Memorial has been supporting Word Radio for decades. And we are just so thankful for all of you who are still supporting. We're glad you're here today. We hope you'll be inspired by Ron's presentation of the next 15 minutes. These are sounds of Word Radio. Four stations. We maybe don't know that we started with a little teeny weeny station many, many years ago, and because of your prayers and God's provision, in many ways, we now represent four stations, and it's reaching into hearts and lives all over the region. Also, I was thinking about options. I was thinking about House of Hope, and I was thinking about how they are connected with Word Radio as well. And when we get the word out and it changes lives, or when you are listening to Word Radio and you hear a spot about House of Hope, remember to pray and remember to consider what you've heard today. We've been doing around the world. We now have an app that was designed and carefully presented, and we have lots of app cards for you today. An app is something you put on your phone. If you have a smartphone, there'll be directions. So we'd love to meet you later. Perhaps we could frame you too. And you could be a missionary. This is an easy volunteer job. And to be a missionary right where you go every day, help to pass out some of these cards so other people you know might get a chance to listen and be part of spreading God's word wherever they go. And this is a way for you to do that as well. So we're just really glad that True Memorial has all of us here today. And I just thank you. Hope you enjoy this presentation that Ron put together. And we can work together and hear together in just a few minutes. I hope it's okay with you that you can enjoy and be inspired.
Turn on the radio and hear the word of God.
God will speak through just listening.
Word Radio. People listening, being impacted every day.
One person at a time through radio waves.
God speaks through Christian radio.
WSEW 88.7.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
When it rains like this, things get messy.
Ew! Yeah, that's it. I'm calling the police.
Connie, looks like you're in charge.
What?
Walking doesn't always require vision. But it helps. God knows the way. God is the light. Pay attention. He's leading. Word Radio, 88.7 WSEW.
Across America, live, this is Point of View. Kirby Anderson.
Back once again, we'd love to get your comments, 1-800-351-1212, but...
I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's upcoming elections hold the potential for change. Pray the Lord would direct the elections according to His will. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says, believers are praying for an open-minded political contender to challenge the current Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.
How do I get more patience with a person who is really troubling me? How do I gain stability and endurance in my life? And how do I go after that kind of character? How do I become the kind of person who goes the distance and not one who simply fizzles out as so many do?
Discover the answer on the next Open the Bible.
Never alone, never abandoned, never. Not today, tomorrow, or in the future. The love of God, here, now. Yours. Word Radio Power, 88.1 WMEK.
Welcome to Get Real Radio, focused on turning hearers into doers. Get Real is the radio and podcast ministry of Mercy Chapel, located in Sanford, Maine. Today, we'll be picking it back up in our most recent study, so let's listen in as we hear from Pastor Jonah on how to practically apply the Word of God to our everyday life.
From Chicago, this is the Moody Church Hour, a weekly service of worship and teaching with Pastor Erwin Lutzer. On today's Moody Church Hour, Pastor Lutzer spoke on Finding God in the Wasteland in Chicago. This broadcast is a ministry of the Moody Church.
Coming up today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie offers some good reassurance for the growing tide of challenges people often face in their lives.
We all face problems. We all face obstacles, we all face challenges, and we all face giants. But can you see them in the light of who God is? Don't look at God in the light of your problem. Look at your problem in the light of God. It's all how you look at things.
This is the day when the lost are found.
Now it's time for a gather. A look at what's happening with local Christian events. Raymond Baptist Church will host a disciple-making workshop Sunday, October 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. Who, what, where, when, all in one place. Wordradio.net/gather.
Ultimately, there are only two religions, worship of creation or worship of the Creator. And that also means that there are only two minds, the transformed mind of Romans 12 or the undiscerning mind of Romans 1. Peter Jones joins us Friday on Renewing Your Mind to help us understand both.
This is Dr. Stephen Rummage with today's Moving Forward Minute. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, the Apostle Paul commands this: rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Prayer is as important as your heartbeat, but it's a decision. Constant prayer will help you keep going. For more resources, go to movingforwardradio.org.
Today on Know the Truth, an encouraging message from Philip DeCourcy.
You will have discouraging mornings, you will have discouraging afternoons and nights, but you don't have to have a discouraging day, because the Christian has no right to be discouraged in a world over which God reigns.
I'm Wayne Shepherd. Be sure to come back tomorrow when Philip concludes the message titled, Keep On Keeping On. That's Tuesday on Know the Truth.
All right, all right. Here's Pastor Jeremy Smiley for Outspoken. As always, we encourage you to grab your Bible and follow along. We've been in Romans.
So Paul, today we're going to keep looking at this kind of logical train that he's on, is that there's these two families that we have.
Thank you so much for listening today, and we hope you'll tune in again for Outspoken with Pastor Jeremy, weekdays at 7 a.m. on WMEK 88.1. Find out more and listen to past sermons at awakengreatbay.com.
the war in Israel continues to rage, and those of us not there continue to struggle with what to do. I'm Charles Morris. Come and meet up with me for the next Haven Today, a program called Israel, Help and Hope. And we're going to spend some time reflecting on David's sorrow and how it can help us to pray.
Welcome to Grace to You with John MacArthur on WSEW Word Radio. The story is told of King Christian, ruler of Denmark, as he stood at a corner waiting for a trolley car. Onlookers were horrified, but the king leaped out and pulled the children to safety just in time. Moments later, the girls proudly proclaimed that they had been saved from death by the king to safety just in time. Do you see yourself in a similar way as being rescued from judgment by the king of the universe?
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Joni here with Get Real. Welcome to our program where we are focused on turning hearers into doers, kind of cutting through some of the bubble gum and getting down to the meat and potatoes of Scripture into becoming and helping develop those of you who are tuning in, taking our walk seriously, looking at the Word of God, learning how to practically apply these things and these concepts to our lives. Hey, everybody, you can get real at 3:45 p.m. on WMEK 88.1 FM. Get Real Radio. God bless you.
Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll teaches from Romans chapter 7.
In the name of Jesus, our Savior, who has empowered us, I pray. And all God's people said, Amen.
Think for a minute about how it can be overwhelming as a grandparent of kids in today's culture. Well, it can get remarkably simple if we ask the right questions. Here's Mark Gregston.
When we become grandparents, you just start looking and you go, what do they need? That's what I want to do.
Grandparenting to influence your family for generations. Next time on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.
Welcome to Turning Point. The prophetic countdown is almost at zero when Christ returns for his church. Are you rapture ready? Today, Dr. David Jeremiah and special guest Sheila Walsh discuss his new book, The Great Disappearance, an inspiring guide filled with biblical truth to give you hope and confidence as the day approaches on Turning Point.
The Bible has been God's word to his people for millennia, yet increasingly people question whether the events it records are actual history, but the Bible's claims stand up to scrutiny. Coming up, we're going to look at 50 fascinating finds that bring the Bible to life, visuals that bring further evidence. We'll also cover all the headlines from the Middle East, answer your Bible questions.
From the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. Good to have you with us. Right, earlier today, U.S. Treasury officials reportedly announced that they were refreezing the $6 billion cash transfer to Iran previously arranged as part of a Biden administration prisoner swap deal. Now, earlier this week, 20 Republican senators demanded President Biden end this cash transfer, a demand that later picked up some support from Senate Democrats. So what does this mean, that the funds are refrozen? I mean, for how long?
Hi, this is Steve Brown of Key Life. You going through a storm? You ought to be a part of this week's broadcast as we look at the Apostle Paul and how he dealt with storms and what God did. Hey, listen, why not join us? Won't be the same without you.
false teachers have twisted worship into a flesh-driven experience. People go in there and their flesh is tantalized by the great music or whatever it is. They love the music. They love it. They go for that reason, for the flesh, rather than the Spirit of God illumining the truth of God that will respond.
Thanks for joining us for this Monday edition of Equipping the Saints, featuring the Bible teaching of Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, today we finish our look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
We lead a pretty comfortable life in the U.S. That's the good news. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. The bad news is we're so complacent that we rarely question the price before buying something. We've forgotten how to haggle, which folks in other countries do all the time. One thing's for sure, you won't get a better deal if you don't ask. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
And because the man is a pastor of a small church doesn't mean he's any less talented or less godly than the man who's pastor of a big church. We need to get all off of those human judgments of men, godly men out there who are doing exactly what God called them to do.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.
From the files of Unshackled, Pacific Garden Mission presents Free Indeed.
I was born in Italy and went to school for only 3 years. My father needed me as a shepherd and said more schooling would be wasted. When I was 10, he put me in charge of a flock of 200 sheep and goats.
If you would like to be free from the weight of sin by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or maybe you have questions about it, call 1-888-NEED-HIM right now. Free Indeed is a production of Pacific Garden Mission.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
Psalm 46:1, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So I love how the Bible words things. He didn't just say a help in trouble. He said a present help.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress begins a brand new study on the Ten Commandments.
Why should we obey these Ten Commandments? God himself gives the best reasons for obeying the commandment in verses 1 and 2 of Exodus 20.
Join us for the series called The Ten, starting this week on Pathway to Victory.
Just stand up. All right. You want to join me up front, please? We want to pray for the continued ministry of Word Radio. And one of the things that, what great content programming that we have there. Ransha, I want you to know that memory setting number one in my truck is set to WSEW, okay? That's number one. That's what I always go for. And in the years that you guys have been doing this, can everybody hear me okay? Yeah. What is the reach of the radio stations, north, south? How far do your signals go?
Well, we're international right now. And over the years, we transmitted from Mount Hope in Sanford, the very first station. It was 100 watts. And it was prone to lots of interference from Massachusetts stations, and the Lord has really blessed us. And that was about 10 miles of somewhat interrupted broadcasting. But things have really improved in recent years because of the faithfulness of people who have a vision for Word Radio, for what we do, and for the Word of God on the airwaves. And as we have said, it's by sometimes choice and sometimes by chance. The nature of broadcasting is people scan their dial. And we're trusting that God will, it'll ring true to them when they fall on a scan of our Word radio stations.
Amen. Amen.
Someone pulled me aside this morning, and y'all know what channel surfing is. This person channel surfs between two stations, 881 and 887. That's the kind of channel surfing we like.
There we go. All righty.
We have a service we provide, too. We pre-tune radios in people's cars, if you'd like.
It's all part of the valet service that we offer here. And one of the very, I mean, along with good Bible teaching, a very valuable part of this ministry, I think today, are the things I am really blessed by are the new shows. I think of Kirby Anderson and Point of View and getting truth in a world and culture as it relates to the news, as it relates to how it relates to Scripture. So please avail yourself to this wonderful ministry. And as it relates to volunteer labor, we got the little cards in on the Word radio table. Let's make sure that Ron and Sharon don't leave with any to bring home, okay? And grab hold of some. Give them out this week, next month. Alrighty? All right. Let's pray for Ron, Sharon, the ministry of Word radio, and all that goes into making a ministry like this possible. Can I call on two of you right now? Two of you, let's pray together. Let's commit Word Radio into the Lord's good hands and for His good blessings. Let's pray. Two of you, pray right now, please. All right, folks, three very, very important, very significant ministries here in our area. And please do visit at the tables as you exit today. Maybe if you have any questions, go ahead and get your questions answered. If you want to talk to any of them with regards to volunteer opportunities, please go ahead and do that. But right now, would you find your hymnal with me? And let's sing one last time this morning. Number 36, not our hymnal, I'm sorry, your chorus book. Number 36 in your chorus book. And this has been our theme song for the month. It is entitled Song for the Nation. So if you are tuning in online this morning and you have a home chorus book and it has Song for the Nations in it, go ahead and join us in singing when you hear the organ and the piano starting. But number 36, and it does verses 4 and 5 continue on to the next page also. But right now, stand with me if you will. Let's sing together. Let's worship.
I pray that you would dismiss your people with your blessings upon them. Father, I pray for our ministry friends today. Thank you, Lord, for each of them, the work that you have called them to, equipped them for, and your provision for them. Oh, Lord, we rejoice with them. Lord, we partner with them for the venture of the gospel. And now, Lord, dismiss your congregation. Lord, cause this congregation to be a blessing to many this week. The time we have before us, O Lord, may we be found faithful to our calling, and Lord, may you find faith in our midst when you come back for us again. O Lord, bless us real good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Have a blessed day in the Lord today. You're dismissed.